Rob Minshall is a producer for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Brisbane. He is not just reporting on the floods. His own house is surrounded by water right now, and he joins us by cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
And where are you right now?
Oh, Rob, I'm in a very typical Brisbane suburb, a leafy middle-class suburb about 3 or 4 miles from the city centre. The good news is that I woke this morning to receding floodwaters. My house is still surrounded by water, but most of the water has left my property now.
And are you inside the house or on the roof of the house?
I woke yesterday to the water approaching the house and didn't realise how rapid the water was actually going to rise. So the first things I started to do is move. I've got a two-level house, and I started to move all my belongings up to the second level of the property, and then started to think about how I was going to get people out. As the water rapidly rose, the emergency services came along in dinghies telling us to get out. My five-year-old daughter, she just thought that was absolutely fantastic, seeing snakes and cane toads invading the house. But it was even more amazing that she could be evacuated on an emergency service dinghy. My mother, who's visiting from the UK, she had to scramble over the roof to her neighbours that are on higher ground. I just slowly moved as much as I could up to the top level of the house, and I'm just looking out now on a typical city suburb. It's just like a scene from one of those end-of-the-world sci-fi movies, you know? All I can see are the remains of rooftops, treetops. Yesterday, I saw a car floating by, children's bicycles, bits of furniture, even a refrigerator. It's just an amazing scene.
Rob, you've described the evacuation of your daughter and your mother. Why are you still there? Why didn't you leave with your family?
Well, the whole street evacuation, except one blow, 3 or 4 doors down, we both decided to stay because we had a two-level property. A lot of properties in this part of the world are single level. And we figured that even though the waters were rising 4 or 5 meters, they weren't going to rise 10 meters. So that meant the second level, at least the roofs of our houses, were going to be safe. So we could stay. My escape route was basically to jump onto my roof and swim across the flood waters to another house, and from that roof escape to higher land behind.
Do you think now, seeing the condition of your house, that when the waters recede, that it can be cleaned up and it's still habitable, or are the walls going to have to come down?
No, my house is definitely going to be inhabitable. There's no doubt about that. The waters have mainly left now, and I can already see that's going to be okay. Looking out across the park in front of me and looking at my neighbour's house, there's absolutely no way I can see people going back in there. I don't know, for the next 3 or 4 days. And when they go back in, I have no idea what they're going to find. I mean, we have at least 4 sewerage treatment plants in Brisbane. All of them failed. So the clean-up job from that alone is going to be a massive job because the smell is already beginning. I don't know what kind of health risk that's going to be. There's so many things to think about now. I mean, the cleaning up. Of course, the most important thing is that so many people have lost their lives, and I think that's where my heart goes out now. Not to my own trivial concerns, really, about cleaning the house and making sure, you know, the DVDs are going to be back and the technology and the cars are okay. The concern really is for those people who've really suffered.
Well, Rob Minshall, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
You're very welcome.
It's Rob Minshall in Brisbane, Australia. He is a producer for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, but he is also somebody whose own home has been surrounded by water in these floods.
This is NPR.